KSL at night.
Welcome back to KSL at Night. I am your host this evening, Greg Skordis, alongside Leah Murray. And yesterday, Leah, big news. If you were driving by the Delta Center, there's a big banner on the Delta Center that says the NHL, which brings us to what we're about to talk about. But you heard about this from another source.
That is right. So I was not driving by the Delta Center yesterday and legit got on my phone a text from KSL News Radio saying, oh my gosh, like Arizona, the Coyotes are leaving Arizona. They're coming to Utah. My husband's like texting me, should we get tickets? Like, we were so excited. If you want to be someone who doesn't have to drive by the Delta Center to see when the NHL is coming, I would advise that you text the word breaking, B-R-E-A-K-I-N-G, to 57500, and you will start getting texts like I did yesterday. But yeah, well, I was so excited.
And we all learned yesterday that the National Hockey League's Board of Governors voted to approve the sale of the Arizona Coyotes franchise to Ryan and Ashley Smith, founders of the Smith Entertainment Group, which now owns the Utah Jazz, Real Salt Lake, the Utah Royals Football Club, and the Delta Center. The deal was for $1.2 billion. This happened really quickly. I mean, we were talking about sort of the power district when we were talking about the legislature, maybe setting up an area out there where we could build an arena for baseball, talking about hockey coming in. Here it is. Hockey's here. And by the way, this show is recorded. There's actually a press conference that's going to go on between the time that we're recording this and the time our listeners will hear it. So there may be some other breaking news. But to help us with that, we're joined this evening by Kyle Ireland, digital content producer for KSL Sports. Kyle, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, happy to be on with you guys again. Exciting times in the state of Utah, especially those hockey fans that, you know, followed the Grizzlies or the Golden Eagles back in the day. Now it's at the pinnacle of the sport. We have another major professional franchise in the state of Utah, and going to be more excited to talk about it with you guys.
All right, so Kyle, Greg just said it seemed like it happened fast, but can you speak to that? I mean, it does feel a little bit like Ryan and Ashley Smith just were like, oh, hey, now we have hockey. But I also feel like some of the reporting I was reading is, you know, Ryan Smith's been looking for this for a while, right?
Yeah, so Ryan, he's actually been pretty interested in adding another franchise to the state of Utah for a couple of years now. Back after he purchased the Jazz a few years ago, he actually brought into the ownership group a company that basically specializes in helping ownership groups of other professional leagues add to their portfolio, whether it be an NBA franchise owner like Ryan Smith trying to get a hockey team, or a baseball franchise trying to get a hockey team, NBA team, so on and so forth. So he took steps even as of a couple of years ago to try and add a new team. Now, what's been interesting is Ryan has focused really hard on getting the NHL to Utah for about the last year and a half or so. And what happened was last month, back in March, due to some really bad management of the Arizona Coyotes franchise through multiple ownership groups, it really got to the point where the Coyotes weren't sustainable in that market in the current venue that they have been playing at. I just came back from Arizona this morning. We were there this week, myself and Sam Farnsworth of KSL Sports Live. We were down there for the Coyotes' last game on Wednesday. And, you know, the arena that they were playing in was 4,500 people, 5,000 people. And that's just not a major league hockey venue. Whereas now playing in a venue like the Delta Center, even at a reduced capacity, they're going to be able to have, 14,000, 15,000 people before it gets, renovated to be able to fit hockey a little bit better. But Ryan really took steps early on to make a relationship with the NHL, and then really the ball started to get rolling down the hill as of last month.
So Kyle, you sort of prefaced my next question, when you talk about the portfolio of the Smith Entertainment Group, it includes the Delta Center, so that would be the appropriate venue for hockey rather than another, like, for example, the Maverick Center or something like that. I mean, they've got the Delta Center. What do we know about the level of retrofit? What happens? What has to happen to the Delta Center for hockey to be played, because we have been told, we've historically been told, that the Delta Center, just the lines just aren't right for hockey, that I guess the seats are too steep or something like that. I remember watching hockey at the old Salt Palace, which was really a sort of a hockey venue, and the Delta Center is certainly different than that. So what do we expect with the Delta Center between now and October when the regular season starts?
Yeah, so for the last few years, they've had the Frozen Fury preseason series going on at the arena, where they brought in teams like the Vegas Golden Knights, the San Jose Sharks, and the LA Kings to play a preseason contest. And you can tell, just looking at the rink being placed where, you know, you typically have the Utah Jazz basketball court, and a hockey rink's a lot larger than the basketball court is, and so, you know, having a venue, and you mentioned the elevation of the seats, how they're pretty steep. It's a very intimate setting as far as the fans on top of the court for the Delta Center. And that makes, you know, the Delta Center one of the best home court advantages for the Jazz in the NBA. But with the hockey situation, because of the way that the rink is shaped and the way that they have to move seats in the lower bowl and push them out in order to fit the rink in, you end up, like you mentioned, getting some sight lines where you can't see the goal or part of the rink gets cut off. And so those things will have to be addressed. And it sounds like the plan is, over the next couple of summers, after this summer, they plan to make some changes to the Delta Center to be able to make it more hockey friendly, while at the same time continuing to have that be a world-class facility for the Utah Jazz. So it sounds like There are plans. They have an idea of what needs to be done, but it's not like hockey hasn't taken place in the arena. It's just, it's not optimal. But at the same time, it's better to fit, you know, 12,000 people in that arena than having them play in a college campus arena in Arizona where you have, you know, a third of that capacity.
So, Kyle, I'm really kind of intrigued by what's happening. So my understanding is, and just correct me if I'm wrong, is that Arizona is keeping, right, the branding, the licensing, the Coyote name. Utah gets the players, right, and all the asset. I just imagine, I don't know, the equipment's coming up here from Arizona. Like, what does that, but I was also talking about this with my husband, but no records are maintained. So if, like, a player playing for Coyotes had some kind of season, it's going to live with the Coyote records, and then this, even though it's a transfer asset, doesn't it really read like a new franchise? But can you just walk me through it?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, honestly, I've never seen anything like this. Right. And in my time covering sports or just being a sports fan in general, throughout the landscape of, you know, especially the four major leagues, especially hockey. And so what really took place is, like you said, it's kind of a unique sale situation where Ryan and Ashley Smith and their ownership group, they purchased the hockey side, the entities that are actually on the ice. So the players, the coach, the general manager, all of those hockey operation type personnel, those people are going to be transferred up from Arizona to Utah. Whereas the Coyotes, that brand name has just gone inactive. So their old owner, he still is the owner of the Coyotes. They just aren't a team anymore. He owns a bunch of guys that, you know, run the hockey operations side as far as the business is concerned. Those guys and gals are really in the phase now of trying to restart a franchise. And the next step for them is to try and secure land down in Arizona, in the Phoenix area, to be able to build a new arena within the next 5 years. And so part of the purchase agreement was Ryan and Ashley Smith, they were able to create a new franchise, like you said. But that new franchise contains players, coaches, other personnel that came from the Arizona Coyotes. But the Coyotes themselves, those franchise trademarks, logos, jerseys, records, all of that's going to stay with that business side that's remaining in Arizona. And then they have the opportunity now to establish a new arena within the next 5 years. And if they do so, he's already been passed off as an NHL owner. That doesn't need to be voted on. And so really, he just has to secure an arena and they'll get a new expansion franchise in the state of Arizona, and it'll be called the Coyotes once again.
Kyle Ireland, thank you for joining us this evening.
Thanks for having me.
Stay with us. We'll be right back talking about the Supreme Court.